This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Doesn't need them. Yeah, let's
some meditation here.
Maybe we do need I like it.
Actually, he likes it.
I like it.
Yeah, man, I do want to take a breath. I want to take a deep breath.
It's time for a breath. Because, yeah, you know, we've been going on all cylinders, and, you know, Leah has no idea where to start this.
Yeah.
Just follow the fucking one I edit, Leah. Just take the fucking file I give you, that is the show that people are listening to right now, and drop it on the fucking timeline.
I think we need to re...
Maybe we need to take a breath.
Yeah, let's take a breath.
Okay.
In for three. Excuse me. And hold that in. And breathe out. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's nice, Steve. Why do I feel like I'm in a horror movie? This is who's the guy that did Midsommar? Who's the director of Midsommar? Why don't we know that?
Billy, we yet to take a breath.
Wait, what?
We need to take
Ari Aster. Where the fuck are my sounds, you motherfucker? Okay, we're taking a breath. Oh, I don't know how to do this show when we're not at Mike's place.
Yeah, but everything's okay. I'm here. Take a deep breath, Steve. No, I think you need to turn those off. Start the show with a breath.
Yes.
As long as everyone's on board.
I think any objections? And so everyone's good to go.
Yes.
Okay, great.
It's a little bit late.
It's on the desktop. Why is it going out on my fucking soundboard?
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah.
Hamilton's on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
And this is the start.
Isn't that wonderful? We got Nick Hamilton on the show
today. Incredible.
This is crazy.
Incredible.
Well, Kevin.
First time, right?
First time I've been on the show, yeah.
First time you've ever been on the show?
Ever,
no,
yeah.
That's not true, you weirdo.
But this is about the fourth time, Kevin.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I've been on the show quite a lot.
A lot.
I've actually been on the show quite a lot. Kevin doesn't know what's happening.
Kevin, let's start with a breath, maybe.
You know, isn't it?
You were with Mike, though.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
this
the,
is the
yes.
first. Is that what you meant? This is the first time we've done it without Mike.
Yeah. Well, yeah, first time I've been the second person.
Yeah.
And I do think I'm the second person.
What, in like the when you're in the room?
Just in the power hierarchy.
Call sheet.
On the call sheet. You're number one. You're number one.
He's our second guy.
I'm just a second guy.
So anyway, this is really exciting because yeah, you've never been. We've never done this without Mike.
That's
and
right.
Mike certainly grounds the show.
That's
like
a good point.
Like the show floats off of the ground.
Uh-huh.
When we excuse me, I gotta check my phone.
I suppose what we're saying is that Mike not being here might be a mistake.
Well, you know, sometimes we just can't help it. You know, the show must go on.
Yeah, good point, Steve.
And if Mike's out of town, and you know, whether or not the question is should the show be done without Mike, I think that there's been some pretty bonkers episodes of this show without Mike,
right.
And they're not the best ones, but I think they'll do.
Not by any means.
By any means are they the best ones.
Right.
But, you know, that's the magic of dynamic banter. It's Mike and I and our brains zapping into this weird void.
And if Mike was here, he'd love that.
I think he would, yeah. It depends on his mood, but yeah.
I think if I know Mike, if he was here, he'd love that.
But Nick, I'm so happy you're here because,
thanks,
you know, I never get to see you really
we
anymore.
We never see each other, really, no.
We don't, and it makes me sad, but, you know, whatever, man. Like, I like seeing my boys go out, leave the nest and, you know, get out of their comfort zones a little bit and go out and rule the world.
Right, and that's what I plan on doing.
And you're doing great because
thanks,
you've got, you know, you've been working this whole time.
Mm. God damn it.
What a hard-working boy you are.
Thanks,
a little
man.
Young man.
Yeah, Tony.
Little boy.
Tony.
And I'm just proud of you, man.
Thanks,
like, you
man.
Make good shit, dude.
Thanks, brother.
And you got a show coming out.
I do have a TV show coming out.
Is that why you're here?
Yeah, I've got the premiere tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which, by the time this comes out, will be last year.
Whoa!
Hard to know. Yeah, we got it's called the Predeeps of Pittsburgh.
Mm.
It comes on Amazon Prime.
And are you doing an American accent in this show?
I am, Steve, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about an Indian family that moves to Pittsburgh, and I play the white trash neighbor that their daughter falls in love with.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And that must be a hard time, because, you know, there's some families within certain faiths.
Mm.
You know, they have their methods, their culture. You
right.
know, it's beautiful culture.
Beautiful culture. We're not saying it's not a beautiful culture.
Oh, I've never said that.
No, I'm saying it's not a beautiful culture.
You can't find
culture.
A clip of me saying it's not a beautiful culture. And sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, it's a taboo, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of like go outside of your familial.
And as soon as you're done, I'll go.
And then I'll tell you, and then so you're playing a character that kind of like breaks those boundaries a
yeah.
little bit, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
And I love it when that happens.
Mm.
We love a good dramatic, familial
yes.
altercation.
Yes, yes. It's a comedy and you guys will like it.
We love comedies up in here.
Anyway, Amazon Prime, it's all the episodes are out right now. Bye bye.
God damn.
And that's the end of the show. Let's take a breath. What's that? Is it? a connection.
Shh, we're taking a deep breath here.
Just take a breath. Jesus Christ. That's a good point.
Everyone.
Yeah! We're back in business.
We're back in business, and I hope that's
Leah,
all stays
Leah
in.
Leah loves this episode, I think. This is Leah's favorite episode.
Leah's timeline looks pretty good this episode.
So where can we watch this show, dude?
Amazon Prime, Steve.
I've got that.
Everyone has it.
There's so
Everyone's
much good shit on Amazon Prime, dude.
Yeah,
the Fallout show. Did you watch the Fallout show?
I didn't.
It's so good. You should check it out if you get a chance, because there's crumbs all over this table.
That's why. And that's a good point, Steve. If there's crumbs all over this table, you know I'm watching Fallout on Amazon Prime.
I would love it. And also, I realized that we didn't give ourselves enough time here to repost this thing that you were doing.
I posted it.
Oh, you did. God, Kevin's on it.
Kevin's on it. Clapping for Kevin.
Oh, my God.
In all seriousness, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Can we take a deep breath? Can we take a
deep Yeah,
I genuinely
to,
just want to take a nice deep breath.
Okay, let's take a deep breath.
Just one breath.
Just one breath. Do you want to guide us through it?
I'm already going. I'm already there. I've done it.
I'm halfway.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's get.
Come on. Let's get into a mode because okay. I think it's just we started on a bit of a.
It's just always like a little more difficult when we're mobilizing when the show gets mobile.
I think everything's going great.
No, so certainly because you know, there's just a lot of little moving parts.
Yeah.
Kevin knows. Kevin's just realized this. Okay, ready?
Come on.
Everyone. I think everyone needs this.
Everyone, you're driving.
If you're driving, close
you're
your fucking eyes right
close
now.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
We don't need to close our eyes. Let's do a not close our eyes version of this.
Everyone?
Wide open.
As wide as they go.
If you're driving, as wide as they'll go.
If you're trying to sleep.
And let it hurt until you blink.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we're not driving.
We're driving the show.
That's so true. Okay, here we go. So what we're going to do... I don't think this is part of the relaxing.
No, this is part of it. This is part of it. I think because we're doing it as a group. I think you and I are doing it together. Everyone has their eyes really wide open. I think some of the drivers have had their wires wide open for a long time now.
Why? No, it feels too intense. It feels too
Just open your eyes. Let me lead you through it.
It feels too intense.
Let me lead you through it. Could you open your eyes? Why does it go? The whole
Hang on,
thing...
I gotta close them to open them.
Famously. Famously.
I've been told.
That's the whole thing about eyes.
Okay. I can't All right. do it.
All right.
Okay. Like... What? It's got to be made funny the whole time.
Is it easier to cry while you're doing it? Because I've been doing that. Okay, Steve. Let's go. And then if this doesn't work, we can move on with the
show. We're going to have to skip the eyes part.
Why are you liking the eyes part?
Because I don't feel relaxed with my eyes as wide open as they...
I'll
you
say
know,
breathe in.
Because I think I
Kevin's going to lead us through the breathe in, breathe
mean?
Out. All we
I'll
have to do...
Just
all we have to do is focus on the eyes thing. And it's so important that we don't laugh, Steve. It's so important. Hang on. Just give me one fucking second.
This is fucked up. Because
it.
None of this is relaxing.
I love it. Dude, people have had their eyes open for 2 minutes now.
People have had their eyes open their whole lives.
Jackpot.
Yeah, so right. All right.
I haven't had my eyes open since I was born.
Three? Just three.
Three what? We're doing three? Great.
I started counting down. But I realized I couldn't get through the countdown.
We can't agree on this.
Holy
this can't
shit.
Be Kevin. Look at this fucking asshole.
He's had his eyes open all his life. All right.
See?
I feel like we should not look at each other. Look over there.
Oh, that's the way.
I'm going to look over here.
Oh, that's the way. Okay, great, great.
Look at me.
No.
I'm not going to look at you. That's worse. No. I'm going to look over here.
Okay. We can do this.
Okay. Kevin, you're
this is for everybody.
No, because then I'm looking at you.
No, this camera.
All right. Look at your camera, Steve.
Okay.
Great point. Great point, Kevin. Good producer.
Thank you. Now Lauren likes this episode.
Breathe in.
You piece of shit! That felt like
it's
it.
Over.
That it's was it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I fucked it.
Okay, wait. Now we're going to close our eyes.
Okay.
Because even if we're driving. Okay. Closed eyes. Here we go.
Everyone close your eyes.
Okay. I'm going to take a deep... Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We're going to take a deep breath in.
I'm so sorry.
We're
just going to do it.
Okay. We're going to take a deep breath in our nose. Slow out the mouth, okay? And we're gonna go real slow in the nose. Fill up the lungs, fill up your lungs.
It's so rare on meditation tracks. Do you hear them say, fill up your lungs,
fill up your lungs. Fill them up.
Yes.
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 One more go, and if we don't get it right this time, we're not relaxed for the rest of
the episode.
Okay,
I'm ready. Yeah.
Last go.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes.
All right.
Yeah, everyone close your eyes.
Okay, we're going to go deep breath in through the nose. Then real slow out the mouth. Come on, we got this.
We've done it. I think we've done it. Oh. Oh my God. Why do I feel more exhausted?
That's what happens.
Like hot yoga.
I was thinking it would be fun at some point for us to call Mike, for you to call Mike.
It's a great idea, Steve. Should we do it right now?
I mean, sure, we could do it right now. Sure, let's go. Yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
I think that would be fun. And Mike might appreciate that as a nice little hi, Mike. We miss you.
Yes.
I like when he goes, so why don't you go back to the club?
Mm. Yes.
Hi, is that Mike?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, is that Mike Little Foul Zone?
Yeah. That's...
Good morning,
Good
Mike.
Good morning, Michael Foul Zone. You're on Dynamic Banter.
You're on Dynamic Banter.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We were just wondering what your thoughts...
Hold on. I don't know.
You don't know?
He doesn't know.
I guess I don't know.
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm great.
Are you having a good day?
Are you okay?
Are you
We're
in the
great.
East Coast? You're on the East Coast?
I'm on the East Coast, but I just wanted to take a second and welcome you guys to Dynamic Banter.
On Dynamic Banter.
That diminishes my being here.
No, I'm here on the streets of Bronxville. Yes. Coming to you live, man on the street style for Dynamic Banter. And seeing what kind of zany shit I can get into. Here's a guy on a motorcycle. What's his deal?
What's his whole deal about the microphone, motorcycle? Oh, man.
I'm trying to get him to honk his horn. He's not doing it.
Pull down horn.
Pull down horn. What were you doing? Were you doing a ringing the bell motion?
Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, he's doing it.
And no one's doing it.
And no one's doing it.
Mike, what time is it in New York?
It is. Let me check.
It's about 3:01. It's about 3:01, Kevin says.
It's either 1:30 or we've been talking on the phone for a minute and 30 seconds.
But it's lunchtime. Are you going to have yourself some lunch, Mike?
Confused about the parts of his phone.
You know, Steve, I had a big breakfast because my hotel gave out free breakfast.
Yum.
What'd you have in the free breakfast?
Just anything they had to offer. Wet eggs, dry pancakes, fork.
Right. Three.
Shout out to the Holiday Inn.
Kevin's into it.
Kevin's so into it. He's far away, but he's into it.
Mike, what's the best thing you've eaten in New York?
Really, absolutely everything. Even the ass is a little different.
Mmm, it must be the water.
It has to be the water of the bidet.
You got hit in the eye with your bidet, Mike?
I did. I shot myself in the eye. I didn't think there was any more water left. But there was, and boy, my arm's tired.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. There was no pink eye. I think I got clean eyes.
Okay, and you got clean poop, apparently, too.
Yeah, pristine poop, and that's what we go for.
The cleanest.
Love that for you, Mike. We miss you over here, man. We miss you on the show.
You know what? I miss the show. I miss Los Angeles, which is legitimately a crazy
place.
But I will say that I am in Bronxville, New York right now, and I'm walking around this small town, and it's a little breezy and a little cool, and all the trees are like bright orange and yellow, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's very nice.
That's really nice, Mike.
Yeah, there's a cop following me.
It's enough from him.
And so we're going to take one deep breath right in the nose, and then exhale out your mouth. Are there people coughing in the track?
Was that... That wasn't you?
No, listen.
What's happening? Why have they...
What?
Is this happening in front of a live audience and they're bored?
It's...
Is that epidemic?
Yes!
What's the track called?
It's called Meditation Humming, Rainbow Gathering.
Meditation Humming and Coughing, Rainbow
humming
Gathering.
Humming and coughing.
Coming, coughing. Coming, coughing.
Yeah. the oh, like the person coming in with a new note. Damn. All Boy. Right. Well, anyway, Nick, I'm
Welcome
so happy you're here.
Thank
man.
You so much.
Welcome
Steve.
To the show. And you know, people just love it when you're on the show.
I love when I'm on the show, and I love when people enjoy me being on 911.
I know, and I think that there's also people that like love it when Mike calls you and hangs up on you.
Look, I think it's a fun bit, and I've gone on record saying that it's a fun bit. Someone calling you? Take your time.
Yes.
Guess.
And so what is this show you're on again called?
It's called The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh.
The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Well, don't... I feel like Pittsburgh is the easy one.
You're absolutely right.
If I'm right.
You're absolutely right.
You've got
right.
The and of. Those are going to be your key ones. Yes. You've got those down.
I'm almost there.
Pittsburgh, you've heard of before.
I've definitely heard of Pittsburgh.
You know of Pittsburgh.
And, you know, sometimes the words are switched up. You know, your brain can have a moment.
Over
and,
here.
You know, someone says, Over you know, Kevin knows. And, you know, sometimes you see the audience agrees.
Yeah, they're really into it. Whoa, they love it.
They just love the show. Oh,
that's nice. No matter what we do.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, settle down.
Wait, was that the old Dynamic Banter theme? What is that? The fuck was that?
It's interesting, because no one really ever sees Kevin that watches or listens to the show. No one sees him, they just hear him. They don't know that he's in full Nazi garb.
They don't know he's wearing a full outfit, Nazi outfit. But he's taking his costume out for a test.
But he's trying it out.
It's his Halloween costume.
Yeah.
He told us he was breaking it in.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It was a little weird walking to the Starbucks with him, though.
That was really weird. It makes sense that we went to the Starbucks, though.
Yeah. It does make sense, I think.
Excuse me. Just gotta let it out.
Wow. Let me write this down. Let me take some notes about the edit right now.
Let me tell Leah about the show.
Nick, you've been living on the East Coast for a minute now.
I'm in the New Yorks.
You've been living in the New Yorks.
I just saw our friend Mark Falzone 2 days ago, 3 days ago. He stayed on my couch, Michael Falzone.
Really? That's really sweet.
It was nice.
It's like we had a little like exchange program.
Sword fight.
Like a student exchange program.
That's right. And yeah. So he's going to learn about New York and I'm going to learn about L.A. So what do you have to teach me about L.A.?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. I don't know if you've noticed this yet.
I feel like that's pretty basic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I wouldn't know.
Oh, you want like little secrets?
Yeah, little kind of like things that I can take back to my family back abroad.
That's something they'd enjoy.
Hmm. Little fun fact.
The Black Dahlia murder. They found the torso of that young girl. Your family might love this.
It's 1 week.
That's kind of interesting, I think.
That's about LA.
LA's a desert. And, you know, it is a desert. It's a desert.
It's a desert.
It's a, well.
LA's sweet as fuck, man.
And the LA River was man-made.
Knew that.
Kevin, any other info about LA you think we could? Watch out for the...
Watch out for the what?
Kevin's upset. I think we upset Kevin with that question.
Kevin didn't love being questioned just now.
No, he didn't. I don't think he did. Jack. It's nice when you come from New York to LA because maybe I get to see you for
we get to hang out. I'm here from yesterday till tomorrow, so it's a quick trip, but I'm glad I got to see you and I'm glad I got to that I'm time out and I'm big band.
Well, and this is so exciting because this is the premiere of your show.
That's right.
And you're one of the main characters.
I'm in every episode.
Show. You're in every episode. Yeah, that's Steve. Really awesome.
Thanks, right? Steve. Thanks. It's a really funny show. It's like Fresh Off the Boat, but for Indians.
I love that.
But it's quite, it's just very, it's kind of like, it's we've gone back about 10 years. Nothing's woke anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's and I'm sad. I'm sad.
They love it.
And is there any music in this show? No! Because I do love... Like, you know, maybe I love a little Bollywood.
No, it's not a
music.
No,
stuff.
No.
Is that none of that's in there?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a comedy. It's not a no. It's
no
just
music.
A comedy. I mean, there is music, but it's not.
This is the first show with no music.
This is the first show. It's silent.
Okay, that's cool, man.
Yeah, man, it's a good show.
I'm really excited.
On Prime Video.
I'm gonna watch
8 episodes, 20 minutes each. You can binge it in a day.
Are they all gonna pop up at once?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
All that at once.
I hate this bullshit. 30-minute drop. Wait a week. 30 minutes. It's like we're out of that.
Right.
You know, that was the old days of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many shows I'm watching right now that I'm like, just give me the whole thing.
I like it that it seems like an event, but you can only do it for like hour-long episodes of a show. Yeah. 20-minute episodes, you cannot do it.
But I'm telling you, I'm dying watching The Penguin. Yeah.
You're dying watching
I'm
The Penguin.
I'm dying because I want more.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can go on Twitter as soon as it comes out and everyone's
talking about that specific episode. You know, this old Hollywood shit's about to go right out the door. We're not going to have this shit anymore. We're not going to have it anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going to have it. And because, we got these Gen Z kids, these Zoomers, coming into the industry, and they're going to change everything.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I don't want to do that old TV shit where fucking something would drop and then you'd wait a week. Yeah. I like my shit. No!
Yeah, fair.
We're living in a world of convenience.
We're living in a world where it's now.
Now! I want things now! The police chief said in my court case. He said, I want this shit in my desk now. I want to put this kid behind bars, they said about me.
Kevin is so involved with the show.
He is, yeah.
He loves being here.
And you're right in the fact that, you know, he, like, there, it would be, it would make me happy if there was a camera on him.
But, I don't know. I don't.
I know.
All due respect to Kevin, you shouldn't be a host of the show.
But here's the thing, though. Like, you know, we love a peanut gallery, especially in comedy.
Oops.
Because what happens is we're gonna cut that out. No. Leah's gonna cut that.
Just that one. Everything else can stay.
If I ever say oops,
that's your safe word.
You never hear me say it.
No, keep going. I don't think there should be a Kevin on camera.
Here's my thought, though. There's a world where we shoot Kevin, we kill him, we hide his body. I know where it would go. We kill him.
There's a world in which we shoot Kevin
and we hide him. From everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Ellie won't go asking any
Ellie
questions.
Ellie won't know anything. I just feel like this cord's kind of...
Because Ellie will get like... Right, she'll now get like $200-$300 in the mail every couple months.
From who? Who's doing that?
That doesn't need to be disclosed. But, you know, if she keeps her mouth shut...
Right.
You know, we'll take care of her.
It's kind of nice. Kev would like that.
Yeah. Kevin would like that. We'll take care of Ellie if we have to kill you.
If we have to kill you, we'll take sure care of Ellie.
You're in the family, you know? This is what we do, you know? But my thing is we could film Kevin. And then, like, you know, it's not like the camera is, like, cut into the... You know, we've already got an aesthetic that works. But every once in a while, because the footage is there, you could just cut really quick to something and then cut right back.
Right.
And you might not ever use it, you know? You might not
but
ever use
option.
It. It's an option.
If we get a studio one day, we'll have
that. Yeah, I like that. You're here for such a short time, Nick.
Sorry, holding it.
Does that bother you that you're here for such... Do you wish you could stay more or you want to go home?
I want to go home. I hate LA, Steve.
Really?
It's just one of my least favorite places
on
the planet. Almost everything, if I'm being real.
Yeah.
You've got... And I'm going to go on a bit of a rant.
Go for it, because I want to... Yeah, let's get to
the... You've got these people that are in their... Bubbles.
What do you mean, these people?
Well, LA people.
Okay, what does that mean?
So offended already?
Yeah.
So defensive. First two words. These people that are, you've got these bubbles of their homes, often like well-off people. But you've got these bubbles, they're gated off, and the only time that they will ever leave their house is for a lunch plan on Wednesday next week, and then on Tuesday their friend will cancel their lunch plan and they'll be so grateful that they don't have to go to lunch so they can just stay in their bubbles.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how much I responded to New York until I moved there.
And so New York is what? Like a little more like everyone's down
you
to do
you see someone every day. Like it's almost unavoidable to not see someone throughout the day, whereas it's so easy to not see a human being for sometimes weeks.
Yeah.
Even if you walk around your neighborhood, there's no one around. It's right. I don't like the non-walkability. I hate the cars.
Everyone's so spread out here.
Everyone's so spread out. Such a
it's
big place.
It's hard to get around.
The Uber here took an hour from Beverly Hills.
Our public transportation is garbage.
Just
trash.
Dog shit. It was $100. Like just...
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. It was, 9 a.m. Like fucking...
That's crazy.
But just... It's not a world in
we'll
which...
We'll have Christina make write you a little something.
Make we'll right. We'll have
she'll
Christina
take
make it right.
Christina, you met her on the way in, right?
Yeah. Right.
And that's the thing. It's like everybody's too spread out. I get that. And in New York, everyone's all squished up. And the public transportation's so good.
It's
you don't
so
need
good,
a car.
Dude.
You
it's
don't
so
need,
good.
You know? And it does suck that L.A. is like that. But because L.A. is so spread out, it would be really hard to make a public transportation
system. Yeah, I guess there's no... Well, I don't know. I think there are cities in the world that have done it. But I think it's not even that. It's not just like if there were trains, everything would be fine. Like, people like driving here. It's kind of why they live here instead of New York. People like driving. But even that's a little bubble within itself. And, like, you could drive from your house, which has no one in it, into your car, which has no one in it, to, like, a CVS, and you buy something and don't talk to the person that you buy it from, and then you get in your car that has no one in it to go back to your house that has no one in it. Where if you did that in New York, if you had to go to the CVS... You at the very least pass.
You would encounter like
100 people.
Yeah.
If it's on your block, you pass 100 people.
And everyone's
different. Just do it, yeah, doing their own thing.
People in suits, and people in like all sorts of crazy. Everyone's hustling and bustling.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'll tell you, man, that's a little quick for me, you know? Like, it's a little too fast-paced.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're not, if you don't go with the flow of what's happening, you're going to get, like, trampled.
Yeah, sure.
You have to, like, you can't, like, not move when the crosswalk goes, you know? Like, even though in New York, no one really looks at the crosswalk thing. They just go. They just go.
If there's,
like,
yeah, if there's space to do it.
Sure. Like, regardless of what the traffic is like. But I just feel like, You have to like be ready to move with the city.
Yeah, which is I find that thrilling. Mm-hmm. Like my friend Will said last night, we had dinner, and he's like, "You are on the if you're on like a 4-floor walk up, and you're on the 3rd floor. You have your little abode, and you can stay there as long as you want. Like if you want space, that's your space, and you make it your own. But then the entire world, it seems, is happening 3 floors below you.
Yeah, for sure.
And once you're ready to enter into that, it's there for you. Like, it feels like LA, you have to make something happen. New York, things are happening and you just join into them.
Mm.
And that's thrilling to me. Like, I'm quite a driven person professionally, at least now in my youth, that I, having stuff already happening and like all of my friends doing like play readings for free just because they're there to do. And you go to these play readings, that makes you inspired to do maybe plays or like to be more and driven, like, to do other things. You're just surrounded by driven people all the time, no matter who you're friends with.
Okay.
And especially, I think if you have a really good friend group in New York, which I'm very lucky to have, it is, I think, the best place on the planet.
It's harder to get that same group of people together here.
You can't. Unless you have a close friend group of like 5 people and you all live in the same neighborhood.
Which is rare.
Which is so rare. But like all of my friends live on the east side. It's a 30-minute walk from the west to the east side.
Not bad.
Which is like the longest walk you can realistically do in New York without there being a train option.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally fine with it. We all see each other every day. Literally, I see my friends every day.
This sounds like a young gay man's dream.
Kevin's doing the eyebrows thing again.
Yes, he is. And with the whole Nazi thing, it's weird.
It is weird. He's doing the eyebrows and the mustache is going up and down saluting at the same time. And saluting.
But yeah, I mean, so when you, like, is this something you've always preferred? Like, when you, where you grew up in Langland? Where did you grow up?
Langland, yeah. I think it's Langland.
Check my notes.
Do the Australian National
you
Anthem.
You went to, that one's in here somewhere. Actually, it's right here.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Hang on, look.
I can't wait.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice. For we are young and free.
Good eye, mate. Are you looking for a beer that's going to make you fuck a kangaroo? That's what Billy Genuine Draft is.
It's the Foster's ad from back in the day.
Oh, shit, yeah. Foster's is what I mean,
Foster's
mate.
Genuine Draft.
That's right. You want to get a Marmite punch to your fucking teeth?
If everyone's at the... Everyone's at the pub and you want to punch someone, you get to have a Foster's and you punch your friend.
Christmas at the pub.
Who did that? Where did that come from? Where you grew up, was that like also kind of like...
It was
like
really slow.
Slow.
And I hated it. I have a very similar feeling about LA than I do about my hometown. And it's not because any specific reason. It's just so slow. Australia in general is such a slow lifestyle. Like everyone's just chill and happy and you kind of go with the flow.
Sure.
And then I moved here. And when I moved here, it was 2018, 2019. It felt like it was a lot faster. And it was. And then COVID hit and it got really slow again. And then
everything got slow.
Just happened to move to New York, and that probably the fastest paced, maybe aside from like Tokyo, the fastest paced place in the world. And it's where I thrive. Like I might not go out of the house except to go to the deli in the morning to get a breakfast sandwich.
Mm.
But that's a 3-block walk. I'm passing hundreds of people. You've got leftover puke on a wall from the night before. So you think about what happened to get that
there.
There's
a whole story.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
You go to the bodega. You know the person. I mean, the guy that makes my sandwiches every morning. I know him. And he's like a friend. And like you
he
see
knows
them,
what you want.
He knows what I want. And you like you see them. You pay for it. If that's all I do outside all day, which sometimes when I'm working is the case, that's like more than I would do than more than I would do here.
Okay, and I guess I get that, like, fast paced lifestyle is fun when you're a young go getter and you got that pep in your step and you want to take over the world and stuff, and then, you know, and there is something nice about, like, the corner market guy knowing your name, and you know, like, I have a very similar experience like that living where I live. It's just like, you know, you see the same people walking around and stuff, but you're right, it's like everyone's in their cars here.
Yeah,
like, and it's solitary and it's lonely and it's depressing and and it sucks, but thank God those car companies are getting all that money, you know, because like, where would they be?
Ladies and gentlemen, Australia!
Is it got lyrics on it?
We own this soil and wealth as well. Our home is good by sea. America.
Oh, oh, sorry,
my bad.
And that's our ding.
It does.
Weirdest thing I've seen in New York. You know what? I've told you this story specifically before. When one of my first days in New York, I was walking. I went to an event. Excuse me. Questions after the fact.
Yes, please, Ozzy. Shut the fuck up, you old fuck.
I was walking in Times Square for an event, and I was walking, like, it was very, very busy, obviously, and I was walking head down, kind of, I was just, that's how I've been told to walk in New York, head down, you know, just, you're spaced out, and this homeless lady came up to me, and, like, she was like, excuse me, sir, excuse me, very gentle, and as I've been taught, head down, you keep walking.
Yeah.
And she was, like, extremely gentle. Until
we love a gentle.
She was extremely gentle. She was like just asking for like $5 or something. I don't carry cash.
Who does?
But
you'd be accosted by an unhoused.
She says, you know, I was diverting eye contact as I meant to do. She sees that I'm ignoring her, and very quickly she switches tone. Whoa. And she said, and I quote,
Yeah, I remember this.
And I can say all this. Oh well. I guess you're as dumb as you look, you dumb fucking faggot looking piece of shit.
Damn. But end she nailed quote. It though.
She did nail it. And therefore, you know, we can't fault her for it, really. She hit the nail on the head. So that's probably the craziest thing. Oh, I was punched in the subway. Have we talked about that?
When did that happen?
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like what I would have talked about that on here. This was like a year ago.
What the fuck, man?
My mom doesn't know about this, and I'm sure she's gonna listen to this.
Oh, mommy!
Because you don't make it worry.
Hang on, we'll play the anthem in the background.
And so I was walking through World Trade Center station, and World Trade Center station's weird because it's like this. You've got, never forget, you've got the like the Oculus, which is where all the trains kind of like go from, and then there's a separate section where a bunch of trains are, and it's quite like isolated. So I was walking down the platform, had my AirPods in and my sunglasses on because I just walked in from outside. And I look up, like I kind of, as I'm walking, I've got my hands in my pockets again, like diverting eye contact from everyone. And I look up and I see this guy kind of like leaning against the pole like this in front of me.
I was just like, whatever.
I was like, okay, yeah, just
some guy.
Like, just kind of miss him. Like,
give
obviously,
him some
like,
space.
Yeah,
and,
like kind of go around. I just thought he was a guy. And I suppose I walked close enough to him. He was like, obviously a crazy person. And was just kind of leaning up against the pole, and I walked past, head down like this with my thing, and all I feel is poof.
Whoa.
He was like leaning against. I was walking this way. He went poof, right in the face.
Like
right in the face, like fist to the face.
Or full fist.
It wasn't like, it didn't break my nose.
Damn.
I didn't get a bloody nose. I got a bruise.
Yeah.
I'm like,
what?
My sunglasses come off, my AirPods come out. I immediately, habitually, go down to grab my sunglasses and my AirPods, which in retrospect was one of the worst things I could have done in front of someone who could have had anything.
Yeah.
I get up and he keeps saying, what did he say? He was like, don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me, over and over again. And I grabbed him and I just walked away. But the interesting thing about New York is that
one, punches don't make as much noise as you think they make.
Right, right.
So if someone's punched in front of you, you have to be looking at them to know that they've been punched.
Yeah, you don't hear like the psh, like cartoon sound.
So all these people around me have just like, all they've heard is clattering on the ground.
And then don't fuck with me.
And they just think it's a crazy person. Like,
unless someone was watching, you know.
But like, so I walked away and I was going to walk down the platform. And I was like, looked around and there were a few people. And like one guy was like looking at me just kind of like, like, what happened?
Yeah.
But, like, no one was really...
No one was like, are you okay?
Because I don't think... Like, just no one really sees. I guess that could be a negative counterpoint to that. But then again, like...
Wow.
Nothing really happened. Like, well, I got punched in the face. I took it. I walked outside. I didn't catch the train. I didn't want to be the same platform as him.
Yeah.
I walked out, tried to find a cop. I was like, just so you know that there's a guy punching people down there.
Assaulting people.
No cops around. And I just kind of called my boyfriend. And I was like, this is what happened. Guess I'm fine.
Yeah.
I was going to see an apartment and I was walking to the apartment. I texted the real estate agent. I was like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late. I'm going to walk the rest of the way. I got punched in the subway. And he just said, okay. And that's New York.
Now that's New York. Dude, holy shit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Oh, I stepped in human shit like 3 months ago. Okay. Stepped in a big puddle of human shit.
And which one do you think...
is worse.
Punch and yeah.
Well, like I could wash. I don't want to be punched again, and I would step in.
It would be nice to not get punched
again. But I also don't want to step in human shit again. So.
Thank you for being on today's game show. Would you rather be punched or step in human shit?
And people on that show love it when you ride the fence a little bit.
They do. It makes the show a little more exciting.
That's right.
I'm glad you're okay. Holy shit,
I'm
all
right
man. That's
now,
scary.
Steve. Thanks, man.
It's scary. And it scares me when my friends say this shit happens because, you know, it's not just New York where that shit happens. No. It happens here, too. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking terrifying. And
maybe even more here. Because that's what I'm worried about, like, sparse spaces. Like, if you walk from somewhere to somewhere here... the chances are that you see no one on the way except for the crazy people at night is very likely. Whereas I walk from East Village to West Village, it's a half an hour walk at like 3 a.m. drunk.
Yeah.
And I will pass so many people on the way. Like you're never really in an unsafe situation.
There's just always people
around.
There's
just always going to be people around. There's always cops on every corner pretty much at that time of night. Like,
and in New York, they'll kind of come to your rescue if shit gets scary.
Yeah, and I'm not... like I haven't really ever felt unsafe even after being... punched.
So you, it hasn't changed your like,
no,
the way you behave in public or
no,
like, you know.
It, like, and it's a weird thing to say, but those instances made me love the place more, which is a very dirty, grungy New York thing to say.
Yeah,
but it's true.
Well, because like, you know, in a perfect world that doesn't happen, but in a perfect world there are people who are mentally ill that are getting the help they need.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You know, it's crazy that this is what our reality is, you know, but you know, thinking about it, I can't think of like too many friends that I know. Like it does happen a lot in LA, people getting assaulted in the street, stabbed and all sorts of crazy shit. But like, I think I probably know like 3 or 4 people that have had like a scary close call with like a stranger, right? Like you hear about it happening a lot, but I don't know very many people personally that it's happened to.
It's also because we stay away from the downtown. Like
we know where the scary shit. That's the LA secrets is where to stay away from.
Exactly.
So you don't get fucking punched.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people outside of LA know that downtown's such a shit place. Yeah.
The one thing that I will say about New York, like I don't love New York. Uh-huh. Like I think it's like cool. It has all its charms. There's a lot of things I love about it, but like, it's just like one of the things that I found to turn me off a little bit was kind of what you were saying in your story where you were assaulted. Like everyone is in New York. It feels like to me they're just in their own little world.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that happens outside of it, unless it is like, even if it's dangerous, it's like not looked at or made eye contact with or like, you know, you try to like, and it happens here too, but in New York, it was like, I remember being on the subway and there's like, it's filled with people and everyone's just like, no one want, like, I just wanted to smile at someone. You know, like, hey, like, and no one looks at you to give you that opportunity.
I don't know.
Like, I
can see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I don't totally agree.
Like, if I went up to someone in the street and said, good morning, I'd probably get a good morning back.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it's like, I don't want to have to, like, do that. I would want to just, like, kind of make eye contact with someone and go, like, hey, how you doing? And I just, you know, in LA...
I think you're overthinking it. I think New York's very much that kind of place. I think LA, if anything, I think it's almost the complete opposite. I think LA is, you're more likely to walk past people that their plan that day is to not talk to anyone.
For sure.
New York, that's just simply not an option.
Right.
Like everyone who's on the subway with you, you're sharing a personal space. I think walking past someone in the street, especially if it's like not a busy street, if you just say hi, they'll say hi.
Yeah, but it's just like, I guess I just felt like you're not on anyone's radar until it has to happen.
I agree with that. I think, you know, if because people are on a mission there.
Right.
If it doesn't affect their mission, then they're not
and it's
involved
like,
with it, which, yeah.
I gotta catch this fucking train, so I can't stop. Sure. Like, you know, right?
But at the same time, things happen in New York so much that require you to kind of change your mission a little
sure,
bit.
Sure.
And that kind of, that is what kind of makes it exciting. And yeah. I think, I mean, every day, like, if I don't have any plans, again, it comes down to having friends.
For sure. You just hang
out with a friend. And I think it's so much easier in New York, like I said, to have the world happen to you.
Sure.
And I love
sure.
that. Like, if you're hanging out with a friend and you just kind of go with the wind, it'll take you somewhere. Whereas if you have to make plans here in order for anything to happen.
Or you have to travel a distance to get somewhere for that to happen.
Exactly.
Like I had this kind of New York moment in the sense that with some friends recently but we had to take like a train downtown somewhere to like get to this area where we happened upon like some cool shit that just so happened to be going on. But you have to like travel to get there.
Right.
Listen, I love the gays. I love the Jews. I love New York. And I'll tell you, I love the theater.
Well, those are the four things, isn't it?
I love the pizza, the bagels.
The guys.
I made Kevin uncomfortable say I love the Jews because he's got that. Oh, there it goes. His wallet's down.
You got to do those ads.
All right, fine. Let's
we're
do
doing
the
ads.
Guys, I want to thank Australia for Nick Hamilton.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Australia.
Thank you, Australia. And that's enough.
Have you been to Australia in a minute?
I was supposed to go for my sister's wedding this weekend.
Okay.
But I couldn't.
Yeah.
So.
That's a bummer.
This time last year.
But she'll
year.
Get married again. Yeah. You know.
No, it's not going to last.
It's not going to last. Come on. Nothing does, you know?
She's a Hamilton.
I mean, come on. Let's get real. You can't lock them down, I'll tell you. And I know that for a fact.
That's a good point, Steve.
Okay, well.
I love it.
This better be up tempo or I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
It's definitely coming up to it. Steve.
Guys, thank you. And Nick, thank you.
Thank
for
you.
For being on this show.
Steve.
And I wanna thank HeadGum. And Mike Falzone, and Leah, and Josh, and Corey, and Kevin. Woo! That's the boy. And what the hell week episode is this?
This is 10:25.
We got three. Oh my goodness. Did we get a text from Mike?
Yeah.
And it says something humorous.
I saw Nick walking around Manhattan putting up whites-only signs on all the restaurants.
Wow, that's crazy. Why would you do that? And why didn't he say something?
That's a good question, Steve.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
I don't think that's important.
Okay.
When did the ads start?
Predictability. Guys, I want to thank Factor. Yummy, yummy in my tummy is what I'm going to say. Yay! Look, it's time for sweater weather, and I couldn't be happier.
Never.
I'm sick of this summer shit.
Yeah, I agree.
This heat needs to fuck right off. I want the summer out of here. Oh, God, this jam. And guess what? Sweater weather pairs perfectly with savory fall foods, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
We got in trouble way back in the day about that. But with your busy schedule, sometimes it's hard to eat the way you'd like to. Isn't that right, everyone? That's where Factor comes in. It is where Factor comes in, because their chefs do the shopping and chopping to bring you fresh, never frozen, fully cooked meals right to your doorstep. You see why that's fun and funny?
I like it.
Right to your doorstep. That's crazy. And all you gotta do is heat and eat. And all their meals are dietitian approved, so you know you're getting the nutrition you need, along with the fall flavors you crave. And when it comes to meals, everyone wants the same thing. Options. And that's why Factor offers 35 wholesome meals every week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan, and Veggie. So you'll always find something you love that suits your lifestyle. And listen, you work hard, so treat your body right with Factor. And there's no prep and there's no mess. God, that's another thing everybody wants out of their meal is convenience and not having to chop up a bunch of dang things and throw them into a pot. And 35 minutes later, you've got one meal. So head to factormeals.com because you're sick of that shit. You want the delicious meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon delivered right to your door. That's what you want, and it's ready in 2 minutes.
It's incredible that you can talk with your mouth.
Thank you. And I still get the point across that if you go to factormeals.com/banter50 and use that code banter50, you're going to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50. Get that 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Thank you so much, Factor.
Thank you, Factor.
This one has lyrics in it, so we're going to go away from it.
This one has lyrics in it.
That other one did. Kevin, can you write this down?
Kevin's all hot. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You all know about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Blandrin.
Mm-hmm. It is. It makes him... You want those hands all over you.
It's the hands for me.
Those big, strong hands. You want them
How loud that
your...
clap is.
Imagine him grabbing your thighs.
Thighs.
And just ramming his cock inside of you.
I have imagined it. I'll be honest, I've imagined it.
Everyone has.
You're not special.
You're not special.
Everyone has.
Guys, rocket money.
Take it off into space.
You know what that sound was? My money going into the stratosphere. Bye-bye. There goes all my hard-earned money. But guess what? Rocket money's here to catch it. And make sure that you're not throwing your money away on stuff that you forgot you signed up for. And guess what? This is a very relatable... This is a relatable feeling, I think. You don't know what you subscribe to. You have no idea.
I've got no idea.
If I was like, tell me 10 things you're subscribed to, you'd probably be able to tell me 3.
I can tell you 3.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear it. But Rocket Money does, and they'll help you. And they'll tell you, hey, man, listen, hey, person, hey, friend.
Friend's good.
There's just something wrong here, and Rocket Money helps you do that. It helps you get through it.
It's so funny how so much stuff can happen at once.
You never know where to look.
No.
These jams. And I'll tell you guys, Rocket Money has customized budgets that will help you better understand your finances and stay on track to meet your goals. It's like a personal money helper. Huh?
Incredible!
Incredible.
Guys, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that empowers you to save more, spend less, and take control of your financial life. With Rocket Money, you can see all your checking, savings, credit cards, and investments in one convenient place, allowing you to understand your spending trends. This is something important. If you're seeing your money go bye-byes, oh, bye-bye, then I'll tell you, Rocket Money's here to help you go, wait! Before you say goodbye, maybe you could shave a little bit here or there. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you, sometimes up to 20%, saving money on a cell phone or cable bill and not having to deal with customer service yourself. That's a dream come true. And Rocket Money has over 5 million happy members and has saved its users over $1 billion across all of its apps features. So guys, let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Get Rocket Money today at rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter.
Let's take a sip.
Let's take a sip. Let's take a sip and then a zip zip. I wanna breathe underwater with the fishies. Oh, them fishies breathing up, and I wish I could breathe underwater, but I can't. There's so many things in the ocean I wanna see. Let me breathe underwater, God. I'll be a Catholic if you can give me it.
If you give me those gills, I'll breathe underwater, and then I'll listen to the Pope.
Give me them gills, give me them gills, then I'll swim around under the Mariana's Trench and find my buddy's wrench that he threw into the lake.
No promises to your buddy, really.
Imagine that there's stuff under the ocean that you will never see, like Atlantis.
Like Atlantis. I don't think this ad's finished. I don't think this ad is finished. Am I wrong in saying that this ad isn't finished? All right.
Here. Nicholas, I am reaching out to ask you to make another $40 contribution.
Wow. Whoo, guys. I'll tell you what, this episode has made me sleepy. And what better place to take a nap than on a Lisa mattress?
All of them mattresses.
You want to talk about comfort? Sure, I will. I'll talk about comfort with you right now. And I'm done. Love Lisa. It's comfy. I can lay on a pillow and sleep. I'm sleepy. When I'm sleepy, I get into my Lisa. And I'll tell you guys, Lisa mattresses are so comfortable. I love my Lisa mattress. I've been sleeping on Lisa mattress forever, and I love it. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Because, listen, there's only a few things in life that you should kind of splurge on. And I think your eyes are one of them.
Eyes is one of them.
Because, you know, get some glasses. Make sure you got the right thing, the prescription.
Splurge on your eyes. I'm going to splurge on your eyes.
And splurge on your bed. You want your bed to be something comfortable because that's where you're going to be at the end of the night. It's important for you to be comfortable.
So what we've learned from that is that there's two really important things to splurge on in your life. You splurge on their eyes and you splurge on your bed.
That's right. And listen, we're not talking about eyes here. We're talking about Lisa Mattress.
No, you're right.
We're talking about a place where the delivery is free, the returns are easy, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. We're talking about the highest quality materials. Lisa meticulously designs and assembles their mattresses in their own factory for exceptional comfort and support. Why don't you scratch? Ooh, that's where that scream's coming from! And Lisa has so many different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. And guys, try them out. You don't like it? Switch it out, get a new one. It's fine.
You can have one of Steve's.
And with Lisa, your purpose has a purchase. Let's flip that. Your purchase has a purpose. Here's my girl, Leanna. She's going to tell us all about it. That's what I want the songbag show to be like. Because suddenly there's an artist that sings. Guys, with Lisa, your purchase has a purpose. Every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattresses to those in need, and more than 40,000 donated to date. Who's singing? Go to Lisa.com today to claim your exclusive discount. Lisa's offering 20%, excuse me? Lisa is offering 20% off. 20% off. All mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Two pillows for listeners. That's LEESA.com. Lisa. And this is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. I'm telling you guys right now. And your purpose is
I told you he was better live.
So go to Lisa.com today. That's LEESA.com. Cause your purchase has a purpose. And the purchase has a purpose. And the purchase has a purpose.
Miss my cue.
And we got a new thing here for you guys. Really important for the show.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a survey out there to you guys that listen to the show. It's an audience survey at gum.fm/banter, G-U-M. We want to hear from you guys so we can keep making the content you love and keeping the lights on over here.
If you are at all emotionally invested in the ads portion of Dynamic Banter throughout the years and all the twists and turns it's taken, and you want some kind of a say in that, go to this website. You're gonna have your voice heard, and it's gonna help your favorite or least favorite part of the show thrive.
It's like our way. It's like our way of getting to know you guys a little bit better. You know, you're our audience. We want to improve the ad experience. So it's a really quick, easy, free way to support the show. That's the most important part. You're supporting the show. It's free. It's quick. It's easy. We don't ask you guys for much. So it takes you 2 minutes. It helps us out big time. So go to gum.fm/banter to fill out the audience survey. That's gum.fm/banter. Thanks, you wonderful people.
Cause the purchase has a purpose. To purchase has a purpose.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
They like that song a little bit.
Can we shut the door to the Australia? Can we shut the door to Australia? There should be like a door in the ground that opens up and the anthem pops up, plays out of it. Just my idea is we slowly turn this show into some kind of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Everyone gets to jerk off.
Okay, so shall we do some history roads? And I don't know if there were questions asked.
Have a look.
Should we see? So before the show, yeah. Nick, go ahead, explain.
No, I don't need to.
Okay.
We've put a thing out on my Instagram and then on Dynamic Banter's Instagram subsequently, mm-hmm. asking for questions.
That's right.
I've gotten two on my end, so I'm assuming that the Dynamic Banter one will have more. But I've gotten two. Should we do mine? one of them, Steve, is boxes.
Yes.
Or should we do a like a theme song for the?
Oh sure. Yeah.
This is the question segment.
Let's see. Maybe we got something.
We need a theme song for
questions.
Be nice or not be nice.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned be nice
question.
Or not be nice and just if he says good enough.
What do you want me to do? It wasn't uploaded.
It didn't upload.
Okay, so we officially
remember when I was like, oh
questions.
Shit, we need it, and Kevin's like, oh god.
Yeah, it's still uploading there. So we have one question on my
and now your battery's dying? Kevin.
Yeah, mention me. Don't even better just mention me in their story. So now that's just open now. I've got one question on my end, Steve, and then that's the end of the segment. Yeah, the other one wasn't one, it turns out.
All right, let's go. What is it?
This one comes from Scott.
Okay.
This question, Steve, and it's a tale as old as time. Boxes or briefs?
God damn it. This is a good question. This is a good question. I personally I used to love boxers.
Okay, like the baggy boxers.
They're baggy and, you know, give your boys some
little
room.
Give.
There's some give. And when you take off your pants, you know, everything's nice and loosey-goosey and you're having a good time. It's almost like you're wearing shorts.
Mm.
And so that's my feeling on trunks. But now as an older man, and I'll tell you, this ain't sponsored, but I wear a lot of me undies.
Yeah,
boots,
sure, as you should shout to Matt.
The boxer brief.
Steve.
That's where I'm
if
at.
I'm completely honest, my answers are the same.
We love a boxer brief.
Yeah!
Our boys that love boxer briefs.
I think I have Australian MeUndies, but it's not MeUndies. It's a different brand. It's called Nobby. And I also have...
Your purchase has a purpose.
Yeah, Steve?
Yeah!
Whoa, your Nobby!
Nobby's on.
What is the design on there? It looks like there's a little boy.
It's a Fleming.
Oh, it's a Fleming!
Very exquisite.
Very exquisite, Kevin says. Too loud for me.
What part?
All of it. Here we go. That's the end of the question segment.
It just posted.
Let's see if there's one already.
Let's see.
I'm sure there is.
don't know if there's purpose. You can always count on Lisa, because your podcast has a purpose. You wanna be in love with his purpose, and you let me and you meet.
I always thought that that song had a really weird bridge.
That's the bridge? I gotta tell you, man, I've never heard that song. I've never heard the Australian national anthem.
Have you ever watched the Olympics? Yeah, well then, there you
Who's
go.
Who's that for? Who is that?
Any questions, Kev? Okay, none. Is that the end of the show?
No, we got to do some history row.
Oh.
So let's get in there, brother, and let's have a history row.
History row. History row. Dynamic banter.
Said he sent a
Jesse
thing.
Stillwell.
Did you know? Jesse Stillwell told me he sent.
Jesse Stillwell.
Maybe it was years ago.
Yes, he did.
There it is. And because I said it. I told this boy we were going to have a Nicholas Hamilton on the show.
Oh, he references moi.
And I told him, and so he had a little bit of time to prepare, I guess.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
And he sent us an audio history row.
Ooh.
We don't have those very often.
That's all I know about him is his voice.
That's all we'll ever know about him.
I know.
He said he made it. He said he made it just for you.
His voice?
Steve and Nick.
Okay, great.
Hey, guys. Today on Dynamic Banter, there's going to be a few sounds.
Hello? Milk? Yes.
Milk? Yes.
Fortnite, everybody. I had a quick history road and I wanted to maybe get your advice on a little problem I've been having. I got my jibby jab Jim Don. What do you think? What should I do? Be nice?
What?
Not be nice?
Not yet. Oh my god. Is that it?
What do you think,
Nick? He's got his jibby jab Jims on.
What is
should
that?
He be nice or not be nice?
What is a jibby jab Jim?
Yeah, it's what Kevin just showed us.
Oh, that's what that was?
No. I'm on the fence on this one. What do you think?
I think you should be nice. You always should be nice.
Theme song.
We need a
Man, boy, am I hungry.
Song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Yeah.
A good old version, Be Nice or Not Be Nice, when Joseph says good enough.
Let's do this history road, Kevin. The Can I just house. Jump in?
Thanks, what? Jesse.
Do the Waffle House one.
The Waffle House one. There's a Waffle House one?
It's the first one on there. It says incredibly important.
Whoa. The main menu. Go to the main menu of your email.
Got it.
As long as Kevin keeps being here, then that's great.
Adil. Adil Nagdawala.
The wickedly talented.
Does he? Says, hey boys, long time.
Yeah.
I just learned about Waffle House's order calling system. I didn't know about that. What is that?
Well, he might mention it.
Okay.
They might mention it.
Can you please watch / talk about this on the pod? It's incredibly important Waffle House video. It's real and legit insanity.
Music?
Makes it loud.
Get up and dance.
We'll get up and dance.
He's tired.
Hour and a half. Just about 90 minutes for this one.
Okay, let's listen to this Waffle House video. It's 23 minutes. It's important, incredibly important.
Hello, my name is Greg Hall. Today we're going to discuss the pull drop mark calling system.
Excuse me?
The pull
drop mark and pull sound mark system.
Hello, my name is Greg Hall. Today we're going to discuss the pull drop mark calling system.
Pull drop mark calling.
The pull drop mark calling system. Who's Mark Collins?
This system is the only approved method for calling in, marking, and preparing food at the Waffle House.
Mark calling.
The pull drop
system.
Mark calling system is pull made up of mark. Three basic steps: the pull, the drop, and the mark.
The PDM.
Pull, drop, mark, bake, but...
pull one quarter.
The pull refers to the number and type of meats to be cooked. Pull one bacon, for example, would instruct the grill operator to pull three strips of bacon from the refrigerator and place it on the grill.
Hold on a second.
What? Pull one bacon means pull three bacon.
Pull one bacon means pull three bacons.
Can we go back 10 seconds?
Oh, fuck. This is crazy. I can't do this.
Pull one quarter.
The pull refers to the number and type of meats to be cooked. Pull one bacon, for example, would instruct the grill operator to pull three strips of bacon from the refrigerator and place it on the grill. Notice that I said one bacon and not a bacon. You must always use an exact number.
But it's three. But it's three.
These numbers refer to the number of orders to be cooked and not necessarily the number
order.
Of pieces of meat.
Three bacon in the
While
an
you
order.
Pull one T-bone, that's fine, when Steve. Pull one T-bone is called,
pull one
you would
T-bone.
Pull two pieces of pork chop when pull breath. One pork chop is called.
Open your eyes, Steve. So I get it. There's a serving size of meat, and it means pull how many of those serving sizes. Because imagine if you order a serving of bacon at Waffle House, you get three slices of bacon.
Yeah, but just say a bacon. I don't need to see.
Oh, no, I disagree with Kevin for a second. Let's plug that back in.
Because one order of pork chops is actually two chops.
Because one order of pork... I'm not playing anymore. So that's three bacon.
How well a steak is prepared, not necessary.
Wait, what are you, what? So, I feel like I'm learning the rules to a game I don't understand.
Listen to me, Steve.
Someone's trying to explain blackjack to me.
It's a very easy game.
No, three queens means a flush.
So every meat has a different serving size. So like there's three bacon in a serving of bacon. So pull one bacon means pull one serving of bacon. I'm all over this.
So pull one bacon means three sandwiches?
Three slices of bacon, because that's one serving of bacon.
One serving of bacon is
an order
three
of bacon
slices?
Is three slices of bacon.
So if someone's like, let me get an order of bacon.
It's three
you get
slices.
Three slices.
No, he can't say that, though. He said don't say a bacon.
Well, no, the customer isn't going to know.
But they can't say a
no,
bacon.
No, you say behind the counter, they'd go, pull one bacon.
Pull one bacon.
And that's three slices
so
of bacon.
So if I went back into Waffle House and goes, guys, I need one bacon, they'd give me three bacons?
Well, I don't think you have to go in and say this.
But
to
what
them.
If I did?
This is a worker situation.
Let's say I'm working at Waffle House.
Can I have an order of bacon? Three bacons. PDM system.
What about the other part?
Keep going. Orders to be cooked and not necessarily the number of pieces of meat. While you pull one T-bone, when pull one T-bone is called, you would pull two pieces of pork chop when pull one pork chop is called.
So...
No.
One pork chop is two pork chops is one order of pork chops.
No, but T-bone is one T-bone. Like it's an order of T-bone is one T-bone. Which makes sense because it's a big piece.
But one pork chop is two pork chops.
That's right. Now you're getting it.
Because one order of pork chops is actually two chops. How well a steak is prepared does not need to be called.
He moved on from that way too fast.
No, Steve, I think you're too slow.
Really?
About it.
But Kevin's with me on this.
I'm all over it. Let's keep going, Greg.
Unless that steak is rare or medium rare. The cooking instructions will come later in the call-in during the mark. Grill operators, go ahead and season all red meats before you move on to the next step. One final thing to remember for the pull.
One final thing.
If you have a sausage sandwich, it must be called in sausage for a sandwich so that the two patties can be pressed together to form a large sausage sandwich patty.
Oh, leave me alone.
Here comes the drop.
Drop one hash brown scattered.
Once a salesperson has visually verified that all the meats have been pulled to the grill or to a plate on top of the cook's board, they will say drop to specify how many scoops of hash browns to put on the grill and whether they are scattered or in the ring. Don't worry about any toppings that go into the hash browns, whether they're double or triple at this point. That will come later in the mark. If all the hash browns are in the ring, the salesperson will say, drop three hash browns in the ring. If none of the hash browns are in the ring, they'll say, drop three hash browns in the ring. The drop is also a time where the salesperson can let you know.
He's talking about the drop. I love it.
Well, or scattered light. So a salesperson may say drop one hash brown scattered well.
Two pork chops is one drop. Guys, I want to thank my guest, Nicholas Hamilton, for being on the show today. Your new show.
The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh. The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh on Amazon Prime right now. I also have a book coming out in May. You can pre-order that at the link in my bio.
I'm so excited about your book.
Yeah, well, it's in like 6 months, but you can pre-order it now if you'd like.
We'll do a call-in.
I might even come here.
Or come back. Why don't you do a signing at Barnes and Noble?
I might, Steve, maybe. Yeah. So then that's the book. It's called Sipsy Doozy. It has a lot of cocktail recipes.
I love that
in it.
Name. Thanks, Sipsy Steve. Doozy's very cute.
Thanks, Steve. But the main thing is the show. I may also ask you to drop one hash.
Brown steam.
Bun steam.
In that case, the salesperson will bring you half full glass of ice. And you'll prepare those hash browns steamed under the dome according to the Waffle House way. If a customer wants their egg scrambled ice,
your
so
purchase
run,
has a purpose.
And includes an upside down mayo to indicate life. And remember to remove
purchase
the
has a purpose.
And you pull drop mark the order.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.